podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
It's evil versus evil on this week's Monday Night Tan Fights as Hannibal Lecter takes on John Doe from the movie Seven. No matter who wins, you lose if you listen to this entire episode. Don't say you were warned, it sucks.
Hi, this is Kiki from Colorado, and you're listening to the TanCast Podcast.
Tim,
Andy,
Noah,
TanCast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together. Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House. By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways. Andy to Atlanta, Noah to San Francisco, and Tim to Los Angeles. Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies, TV, tech, politics, food, Disney, comics, Star Trek, Apple, or sometimes just stories of the good old days. And right now, babies. These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content. This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound,
what's in the box?
That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Yeah!
You're here.
Booyah!
Hooray!
Love the disparity between Noah's excitement level and Andy and mine's. Welcome to TanCast. Yeah!
You're here.
Sound like the Budweiser frog. You're here.
Budweiser.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast. I thought I was going to come up with something clever. I did not.
Nope. I'm Andy, TanCast's number one ear rapist.
I'm in the N in near, far, wherever you are. In TanCast.
Random?
So is ass everywhere. I'm trying to upstage you, brother.
Nothing will upstage ass everywhere. You know why?
I know. That was as good as ass everywhere.
Because there's ass everywhere.
And also, you never actually said your name. You're N, the N in ass everywhere, near, far, whatever.
Yes, he's just the N. He's like a superhero.
That's right.
People would be like, does that N stand for Negro Man? What is it?
You know who I am. You know who the fuck I am.
He's Noah, all right? There, your secret identity is not safe with me.
I hate you.
Yes, well.
Now they're going to come. Gretchen, what are you doing over there?
So do I.
Masturbating? All day long.
Sometimes she does that with her bed.
Yeah, my old high school girlfriend's dog used to do that with pillows. Like, she'd want to wrestle you, so you'd grab a pillow and hit her with it, and she'd grab the pillow and be, like, wrestling on the pillow, like, playing tuggies with it and whatever. And then every once in a while, she'd grab it like she was, like, really going to try to take it away from you, and I guess it would brush against her nethers, and she'd just kind of, like, get this faraway look, and she'd stop wrestling and just start, like, kind of humping the pillow a little while you're still holding on to it.
That's how I do it in real life.
Yeah, you told us a couple of TanCasts ago.
It's very awkward on first dates.
Hey, baby, what's up? Give me your pillow.
But yeah, she'll get to the edge of her bed and just kind of drag her genitals along the edge of the bed.
Maybe she's a little itchy.
She's very itchy.
And then she's sleepy.
That was. Yeah, should we do some tan nails?
Maybe.
Yes, we should do
some. Are
you
going to sing the whole episode? Yeah. Is this going to be a sung-through like Miss Saigon?
Nope.
Miss Saigon.
Fucking Miss Saigon.
You have a big dong. What?
Miss Saigon, a play, musical. I did not know that the entire thing was sung. Like, there's no, like, you know, you've seen musicals where it's like they sing, then they talk, then they sing, then they talk.
Right.
Miss Saigon's not like that. The entire thing is sung. So I'm like a half hour into it going, when is this fucking opening number going to be done already?
What was this?
High school.
Senior year.
Our choir went to, where did we see that? I mean, I know it was L.A., but where specifically?
I can't remember what the theater name was.
Son of a bitch!
I know I am.
All right.
So where were we?
We were at Tan Lab. I mean, Tan Labs.
Tan Labs. Noah, your note is Tan Labs. Come on.
Blah.
All right, fuck you.
It's time to read some Tan Labs.
Tan Labs.
Send them in and we'll read your Tan Labs.
Tan Labs.
Just send us in your jokes. We'll read them for you folks.
You'll laugh off your ass as we read some Tan Labs.
All right, well, this first Tan Laugh is from Grace, who told us like 3 weeks ago, hey, can you mention my 18th birthday? And I said, no problem. Let me just forget it 2 weeks in a row.
So has the 18th birthday already happened?
Yeah.
All right, fellas, grace is legal.
Yeah.
Get in there.
I mean, all fellas over 18, well, depending on what state you're in, any of our listeners who are under 18, grace is now illegal. Well, you're illegal. Whatever. Don't
there
fuck
There's some legal wranglings.
Legal wranglings.
I'm sure Grace has turned our celebration of her milestone into commentary on whether or not certain people can or should not fuck her. Or be fucked by her. Maybe she's very active. Who knows?
We don't know how she likes to fuck, when she likes to fuck.
Yep. And you know what? Even by saying fellas, I'm making a judgment about her, and I shouldn't do that. Maybe it's ladies. Maybe it's sheep. Who knows?
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's probably not sheep.
Probably not. But, you know, the math is four fellas, but I'm still saying that that's a conclusion one should
maybe
not lead
to. Maybe he meant cheap in comparison to, like, a jumbo jet.
Sheep.
Sheep, Noah. Sheep.
Oh, sheep.
Meh.
Not
yeah,
cheap.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have bought at you. Did you get a boner?
A little bit.
All right.
Well, anyway, so I told her to email me, and so saw that I wouldn't forget this week, and she also emailed some tan laughs as well.
Yay!
What goes plop, plop, fizz, fizz?
Alka-Seltzer?
Twins in an acid bath.
Oh, my.
And since she is a Disney gal like myself, well, I'm not a gal, but whatever.
Sure you are.
What kind of blush does Mulan wear?
I don't know, but I'm going to guess the answer is racist.
Moulin Rouge.
It's not. I was surprised by that joke.
What did Nala say to Simba during the stampede?
You're fucked.
Mufasta.
Hakuna Matata.
Mufasta.
Yeah, we get it.
What does Ariel like on her toast?
I don't know.
Marmalade. Nailed it.
That's horrible.
She also sent the top 10 signs you have an unhealthy Disney obsession. I think I will post them as a blog post.
I think we just heard three of them.
You did not!
You tell jokes like these.
Lick a ball.
Again?
Yes.
Well, it is Sunday.
All day.
It's Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Oh, God.
What were you singing?
Friday.
But it sounded like the tune to Justin Bieber's Baby.
Maybe it was.
That is maybe a fucking perfect storm of shit music.
Oh, my God. I think if you mix those two songs and play them, you would cause tweens to, like, duplicate themselves. It'd be like gremlins.
Or maybe they would just start fucking.
Oh. With a long, stringy hair, all sweaty. And,
That made me laugh. Funny. The tone of your voice. Maybe just start fucking.
Yeah, I realized recently how old I am because I have hit the point where new music sounds like shit.
Whatever, dude. You've hated good-sounding music for as long as I've known you.
I've hated crappy, shitty, generic pop music for as long as you've known me. It just seems like that's all that's out there now. Like, every Lady Gaga song sounds like a parody of another Lady Gaga song.
Whatever, Grandpa.
I like Blow some me, of Grandma. Songs. Poker Face is not bad.
I like
yeah,
that
but
one.
It's repetitive
well,
as shit.
Poker Face.
I like that Just Dance one, but I only like it because I have the remix of it to Somebody's Watching Me. It fits quite well.
Interesting.
Oh, it is.
Well, the, what's the, Judas? Or whatever? Sounded like whatever her religion one was. It's not bad religion, that's Godsmack. Fuck, I don't know the name.
Well, all right.
These things don't stick in my head, but I do know that it sounded exactly the fucking same. I was like, hey, I've heard this song before, but it had different words last time.
Of course it did, Grandpa.
But it was still only four words last time, and this time it's six words, so
all
kudos.
This music sounds the same! You're old man, Andy.
I am. I got old man back.
Lady Gaga! More like Lady Gaga! Who's this Bieber bastard? Get a haircut, hippie!
Oh, I was out to dinner with my wife the other day.
I bet
and
you were.
There was a kid at the booth next to us. He had, like, long 80s, like, hair metal. I swear to God the kid was going to try out to be the new lead singer for Poison or something like that. When he stood up to leave, he had on like the tight 80s rocker jeans, and he had a classic Metallica t-shirt on. I'm like, dude, you were not alive the last time that look was in style, but kudos, because at least you don't look like every other fucking greasy-haired tween bastard piece of shit out there. Wow, there's a lot of hate in there.
You are way too upset about fashion.
For someone who doesn't seem concerned about fashion at all, Mr. Crocman.
Yeah, you know what it is?
Boom!
You know what it really is? I hate the tweens because I know they've got longer to live than me now.
I was at a birthday party for my friends. Twins, they're 1 year, 1 year old now, and there was a guy wearing a Notorious B.I.G. shirt, Ready to Die, and I was like, and he was young looking, I was like, were you even alive when that album came out?
He's were like, you even alive when that dude died?
he was two when the album came out.
Holy shit.
We
oh, you actually went
old.
Up and asked him?
Yes.
You're like, I need to cut through this bullshit.
Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, we are super, super old. Man. Yeah, we're, like, grunge is going to be on oldies stations next year.
It's going to be on classic rock. Is it on classic rock yet?
It might be. I mean, holy shit, how old is 10? Really fucking old.
10 is 10.
I'm going to cut through the bullshit and say it's older than 10.
What is he talking about?
He's talking about the Pearl Jam album 10, but I'm making, like, he's talking about the number 10, which would be 10.
Ooh, 10 turns 20 this year, this August.
What is 10?
Pearl Jam album.
Okay.
The one with Jeremy and... Yeah.
Oh, maybe I missed the Pearl Jam part.
Asshole. Is 10 like the album that supposedly started off the grunge revolution?
I thought it was
Nevermind.
It was Pearl Jam's like first big album. It's got Alive and Jeremy and Even Flow and on and on and on.
To break it down.
I don't know. Not a music historian, but I don't know if it would be Nevermind or 10 or... It definitely wasn't 16 Stone, although there was a ton of hits off of that too. Okay, so back to 10 Laughs. This one comes from Matt, our number one Canadian fan. A couple decided to go to Vegas to get married. They get to the chapel, and just before the ceremony, the woman says to the man, "Before we go through with this, I just wanted to let you know a secret I've been keeping from you. The reason we haven't been intimate yet is I have an extremely small chest, and I'm embarrassed by it. I just wanted to make sure that's okay with you." The man replied, "That's perfectly fine with me. I love you for who you are, and you're beautiful in every way to me. Sex isn't the most important thing in life. I also wanted to share something with you. The reason I haven't been intimate with you is because I'm hung like a baby below the waist, and I'm extremely embarrassed by it." To which the woman replied, "That's perfectly fine with me as well. I love you for who you are, and sex isn't the most important thing in life for me." So they went ahead with the marriage, and after the ceremony, they got to the room to make love for the first time. The woman took her dress off, and as she stated, she was flat as a board. Then the man takes his pants off, the woman faints instantly. After a few moments, the woman comes to and says, "I thought you said you were hung like a baby." To which the man replies, "I am. It's 8 pounds, 21 inches.
I think we can all relate to that, except Andy.
Yo!
See what I did there?
Why are you going to leave Andy out?
Because I have a small penis.
He can relate to that.
I'm excluded from this group.
Just in a different way. He actually is hung like a baby.
Oh, I see. I was like, he's flat-chested?
Oh, no, he's got some titties.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely need to lose some weight, because my son's figured out that my wife's boobs are boobs, and they turn to me and he goes, "Daddy titty!" Like, oh, dude.
Wow.
Did he actually say that?
Well, then again, he pointed at his own chest and went, "Baby titties!" And he's, you know, flat as a board. He's a skinny little son of a bitch, so that made me feel a little better, but not much.
You really say you start using the way if he asks you why you're not wearing a bra, too.
Yes.
Oh, and in response to the question Matt asked, have we seen the trailer for Cowboys and Aliens? Fuck-a-doodle-doo, that looks awesome. Are you guys interested in seeing it? I'm interested in seeing it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm somewhat interested.
Yep.
Okay, so I have a 10 left.
Do it!
I think the other ones we might have said, so I'll just use the last one. And I don't think we did this. Hopefully not. We're about to find out. What's the similarity between the KGB and oral sex?
I don't know.
One slip of the tongue and you're in the shit.
Awful.
That was
Who sent that, Jem?
Joe.
UK
from the
Joe?
UK. Yeah, that's right.
She did our intro either last week or the week before.
I heard.
Woo, woo, woo.
Train's coming.
It's a soul train.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now that we're out of 10 laughs, we actually have to come up with some content.
Fuck. Every fucking week, we have to come up with content.
Content here. Content there.
Content. There's some content everywhere. Some content. Content. Old McDonald has some content. And he shoved it in your ass.
It felt so good.
All right. So, wound up seeing X-Men last week instead of Thor.
All right.
Just going to go ahead and move along.
And what did you think?
I liked it. It was quite good. I think I know the scenes where you thought that was a little cheesy. I also definitely picked out the scene where you were like, yeah, and why'd that person just stand there? Although I kind of got the feeling that like the guy was more in shock and just sort of like frozen in fear.
That's
not just
possible.
Like, well, here comes death.
I thought that was X-Men.
I said X-Men, didn't I?
You said Thor, I thought.
I said I saw X-Men, not Thor.
Oh, nipples.
Mm-hmm. We were a little late getting out of the house, and there wasn't a huge crowd for X-Men. So we decided to see that. And we thoroughly enjoyed it. And would recommend it to others. A couple of good little cameos. But, yeah, as we were discussing previously, it was not really a reboot, but definitely a retcon. Like, it's implied to still sort of mostly take place in the same universe, but like a slightly altered version of it.
That's lame.
It's a comic book movie. Retcons will happen.
Lame.
Fucking comic books love retcons.
Well, lame. Like the...
Lame.
And the new Superman movie that came out a couple of years ago acted like the first two Supermen happened, but that the second one was the Richard Donner cut, not the theatrical release, and that the third and fourth Superman movies just never happened. So that's kind of the same.
No, it is not.
Are you going to see it in the theater, Tim?
In the theater? Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
Why, are you about to spoil it?
No.
I was going to say, there's a difference between see it ever and see it in the theater.
I just wonder if you're going to see it in the theater. That is the where Tim thinks something's going to be quality, when he is willing to pump dump the money to see it in the theater.
Indeed.
I haven't seen it. Yeah, this... Compared to last summer, I have not seen any movies in the theater thus far. Like, by this time last summer, I think I'd already seen Iron Man 2. What was the big Memorial Day movie last year?
Was it... no, it wasn't Harry Potter. That was late in the year.
Now, is that because there hasn't been something you really want to see, or because you have a kid now and you're like, well, I want to save my money?
Combination of the two. Something I might have been like, hey, I'll go see that, has been like, that's going to be a lot of hassle. Get somebody to stay with the kid.
I got
to
get the car. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that adds a whole other level to it.
Yeah, I didn't mean getting in the car and driving over to the theater. Oh, God, fuck it.
Have you not been paying any attention to me for the last 3 years, dude?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Every week.
You talking to me? Oh. Or
you.
Who are you talking to, Andy?
Noah. You.
Oh, I'm aware. But sometimes it seems like a lot of times there are movies that Tim wants to see that Danelle has no desire to see.
Ah. Whereas I'm not allowed out of the house without my wife.
I don't know. Are you?
No.
I knew it.
Because, yeah, I remember, you know, when Tim, without kid, we would go see movies without her, and like, oh, he'll be like, oh, she'll go see it eventually, or, you know, she's not really interested.
Yeah, she'll see it on HBO.
How about...
Fuck it.
Did I see any movies? I don't believe I did. I do want to see Super 8 in the theater. I'm hearing good things.
I'm hoping it's not just, because they're making such a big deal about the fact that, oh, it's a mystery, it's a mystery, what's going on, it's a mystery. I hope it's not one of those things of, yeah, it's like, ah, it turns out that it was the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man the whole time, or some shit like that.
I love the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. He's delicious.
Puffy.
Speaking of which, the Film Sack guys did not like Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, what's in the box?
Ghostbusters 2 was not up to the standards of the first one.
It wasn't nearly as bad as they made it out to be, though.
There was a lot of shit in Ghostbusters 2.
Fuck you.
Alright. Well, that is a strong argument you provide there, Tim.
I really have no argument for fuck me.
How are we going to pick that one apart? Whereas there's the fuck, and then there's you.
What's so bad about Ghostbusters 2?
The little wormy guy is, like, kind of super annoying.
He's fucking funny! Why am I drippings with goo? That's comedy! What other arguments do you have that I can shoot down easily?
With a fuck you.
The goo and the fact that it can be reprogrammed. I mean, if it's supposed to be, like, concentrated evil, how do you make it good?
You sing to it and say supportive, nurturing things to it, and Egon
and sleep
sleeps with it.
Yes.
I think, I don't remember them now, but I think they provided some pretty strong argument in the episode about, like, that doesn't make any sense.
And it's a movie about ghosts. It's not supposed to make sense. It's funny.
And they went and got the Statue of Liberty and used the Statue of Liberty to crack a goo shell and then do nothing else with it.
I have no defense for that. That is retarded.
I think that's one of the things that they talked about. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Well, the fact that, like, it would just making the toaster jump around randomly and then they could control it with an NES controller.
Yes. It was the NES Advantage, wasn't it?
Yes.
I was like, oh, yeah, put that thing on turbo. That'll kick ass. To any of our listeners who don't get that reference, fuck you, get older.
Did you ever play, I think it was called Ring King, Andy, where it's just like you have these two boxers and like you could have like, you could adjust their stats. Like one was like stamina, one was like speed, and one was like power. And my friend had that little controller, so I put all the guys' power into speed and then I would just use the turbo button and just like wail on his face.
And like, awesome.
You know, you could never get a punch in because I was always just punching him in the face. He's like, punch. No, punch. You're punching the face. You can do nothing.
Never played it, but yeah, I have fond memories of exactly how fast. There was some game that I was playing. Maybe it was Master Blaster, but there was some game where, like, the thing could shoot basically as fast as you could hit the button. So if you turn turbo all the way up, it turned your individual little shots into like a laser. It's like just a hose of death.
I got awesome. A hose of death.
Yeah, I know you do.
I was about to say something similar.
I've seen it. I've heard it knock on my door. Where it says, Andy, come out and play with me. I said,
no,
oh, for fuck's sake,
says,
penis.
Yo,
no,
Andy, come the fuck out here and play.
It was more like, Andy! This is the this voice of God. Come out and play. No, it was nothing like that.
Yeah, I never had the NES Advantage. I went with the Power Glove. That was not the way to go.
Good, solid choice.
Yeah.
Man, they pimped the shit out of that.
Fuck, I totally fell victim to the hype, too.
I know, they had that whole scene in The Wizard that was just intended to give you lust for the Power Glove.
Scene? The entire movie The Wizard was to sell you the Power Glove.
Yeah, basically. And Super Mario 3.
And I went home raving about it to my dad, and he got me one for Christmas, and then I opened it before Christmas and played it at my friend's house. I'm like, this fucking sucks!
Yeah.
Like, Mario keeps running the wrong direction!
It looks like when I've seen people... I've never used the Kinect yet, but like when I've seen people using it, where it's like, no, left hand! They're like waving their hands, kicking their feet, getting pissed off, flipping off their TV.
Look, he's kicking his feet. Hey, everybody, gather around, kicking his feet.
Andy should write a children's book called He's Kicking His Feet.
I should write a children's book called Fuck You Guys.
He should write a book, children's book, He's Fucking Kicking His Feet. If you add an expletive in there, I'm sure it's still like hotcakes.
Oh, gotcha. Go the fuck to sleep.
Please go the fuck to sleep. What was I going to talk about? I forgot now. We were talking about NES. Oh, the new Wii. Did you say anything about it, Tim?
Did I say anything? But no, I don't. I don't
see
even
anything
know
about it. Any news?
No.
Oh, okay. Basically, they're coming out with a new system. It's going to be more powerful than the current Wii. It's called Wii U, right?
Yep. Which makes me think of Kung Pao Enter the Fist and that noise that the chick makes.
Oh.
Wii U. Interest.
Anyhow.
Fading.
So they added this thing where it's like they added this huge controller, which I think is kind of weird, but maybe in practice it'll be kind of cool. Where it has like a screen on it, so it gets supposed to add another level to the games. And if for some reason someone wants to use the television, you can continue your game on this screen that's on the controller. But it makes the controller fucking huge.
It is big. I mean, like Noah could probably lay his cock across this controller comfortably.
Which just seems odd to me, because I'm so used to, like, you know, we kind of want smallish controllers, and now the thing is just ginormous.
I just want functional controllers. And all the reviews I've read of, like, people who got to play hands-on with it at E3, they were all saying, like, it's well-made, it seems big until you pick it up, and then it fits your hands really well.
Okay, I mean, maybe, yeah, like I said, maybe in practice it's fine, but just looking at it, just like, why the fuck would you want to play with that? It seems like it would be just a distraction.
Oh, I would totally want to do that, man. I mean, like, my brother and I used to play the Madden games with the sound turned off because fuck John Madden.
What did he ever do to you?
Yeah, it was always annoying because, like, you'd get, like, a list of plays up, and they would put in plays of, like, different kind, like, you know, two passing plays and one running play and whatever. But oftentimes it was like there was, like, one really good go-to play in the list and, like, two kind of shitty plays. So your opponent could basically figure out which of those three plays you were probably going to run.
Not me, because I pick shit at random. And I'm like, I have no idea what this fucking play does. It looks good.
Yeah, see, we were trying to actually put thought into it. So, yeah, I mean, like, being able to pick your plays on your screen or be able to, like, you know, manage secret stuff. Even, like, for pickup games, like a card game, let's say. Being able to see your card hand on your screen right there instead of, you know, okay, nobody look at the TV while I see what my cards are. I could totally see that. Or, like inventory management, like choosing your weapons or whatever. Instead of, you know, pausing the game or, you know, stopping shit that's happening on the TV, being able to do that on your own little console. Or, you know, have your own view of the game where you can, like, go off and do something else. And, you know, not instead of having split screen, like, you know, you're playing in the same room as each other, but you have the ability to, like, look at your own little screen. Okay.
I mean, yeah, it seemed like it'd be a distraction. I don't know what to tell you.
Got nothing for that, I say.
Yeah, I got nothing. I mean, like I said, in practice, sounds like it might be great, but just looking at it, I'm like, that's fucking huge with the screen. I don't like it. I'm old. Yeah.
Where I'm confused is, like they were showing off games where, like, one person played with that thing and other people played with the Wiimotes. So I don't know if it's, like, you could get four of those things and everybody plays with that, or if it's always going to be, like, the system can only control or can only output, like, one remote screen worth. So, like, one person takes that in any game.
Like, it's only powerful enough to run, like, the screen for one thing?
Yeah. Yeah, there wasn't a lot of detail.
I would hope they wouldn't do that.
Supposedly, the hardware is going to be more powerful than what's in the Xbox 360, which, I mean, at this point, you really hope so.
What say you, Tim?
I have no opinion whatsoever. I've actually been tuning out because I don't care.
Tim's not big into video games.
Yeah, count on it.
Sweet! We can play together!
Are you going to get one?
Nah.
I mean, I'll probably get one. Play together, asshole.
Because you're not getting one.
I'll probably get one eventually, not right when it comes out, because we already don't play our Wii very much.
Yeah, neither do I.
Although my son's finally getting up to the point where we can probably start playing, you know, like, simpler games on the Wii with him. But, man, like, every time I'm playing on the Xbox with my brother or one of my friends, I'm just reminded of, like, how weak Nintendo's online, even Sony's. Like, Sony's is far and away above Nintendo's online experience, but both of them just pale in comparison to what Microsoft's got.
Yeah, I mean, I guess for me, it's not good enough to pay for it. And they're always trying to get me to pay for it. Hey, join now, we'll give you, like, a month for $2. And then I'm like, I know you're going to get a month for $2, but then I got to call in. I got to cancel it because you don't let me cancel it online.
Yeah, and then it's like they hold your friend list hostage. It's like, oh, didn't you enjoy playing with your friends online? Yeah, well, that's only an option if you pay us. Sure, you paid for the game. Sure, you paid for the internet connection. But you know what? We're not going to let you talk to your friends. We know where they are. We're not going to tell you.
Tim cares greatly about these things.
I know.
So much.
Speaking of things that Tim cares about, what do you think about the new iPhone OS, Noah?
I thought you were actually going to talk about something Tim cared about.
Did Tim just literally walk away? Yep.
I think they are adding a lot of stuff that I would like. And I'm ready for a new iPhone, and I wish it would come out.
Me too.
I guess they're going to have info. So I guess having info on the lock screen too, not just notifications?
Yep.
Okay. Which is great. I've been waiting for that. I mean, they've given me a lot of reasons not to jailbreak my iPhone. The only thing that I can't really think of a reason I would jailbreak it now beyond they need to add a way to close all the open apps at once.
As opposed to holding down the thing and hitting the
close
button.
As opposed to just one by one. Because it's so easy. I mean, I know they're just sitting there and not all of them are necessarily running. But it's just, it gets cluttered up, and when your phone starts to slow down, you're like, well, I would like to close out all these just to make sure one of these is not causing a problem. If they did that, that'd be great. But other than that, they've added a lot of cool stuff. I can't wait to get my hands on it. I guess they're not supporting everything for the 3GS, but I hear the stuff they're not supporting is just minor things that probably aren't going to care about.
Yeah, well, they're never going to support my phone, but by the time it comes out, I expect to have a new phone in my hands.
Yeah, you are like even you're behind even me.
Yep, I'm on the 3G.
And yeah, October looks like the next phone's coming out, or ish.
Yeah, I kept here in September, but fuck, so long.
It is.
My phone is so slow now.
Tim's getting to the carrier. He's like, man, for a while my phone didn't have a screen on the front. I couldn't tell who was calling, so I opened the damn thing.
Yep.
My phone is all screen. It's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Tim, are you, if you had the money or someone gave it to you, would you be interested in a smartphone or do you even care about that?
I would be interested just for the sake of, you know, not dragging my laptop everywhere if I want to get online. That's about
so
it.
So just for the convenience to be able to do, like, computer stuff, like checking your email, you know, probably getting directions be useful for you.
Very directionally useful.
But you would probably never buy one.
More than likely not.
All right. Fair enough.
Until I start making some real money.
Oh, you're making real money.
You hear that, comedy clubs? If you don't hire me, I never buy an iPhone. That's how that works.
Doesn't that make you sad, comedy clubs?
What? Some random guy I don't know doesn't have an iPhone? Fucking get him on the phone.
You hear that, Steve Jobs? Make sure Tim gets paid more money so he can buy one of your iPhones.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? Tim's famous. He's just like Stephen Colbert. Like, he's got listeners. Tim's a tastemaker.
I know you're busy making your spaceship office building, but come on, Steve. You got a little time for Tim.
What?
Oh, yeah. They're like the one infinite loop building that they've got in Cupertino. Only fits like 3,000 people, so they've got a ton of other buildings in Cupertino, just like a couple of blocks away, you know, up De Anza, down Stevens Creek, whatever. So they just bought a huge place that HP used to own, and they actually had already bought a bunch of area, like right around 280, like on both sides. Like all up behind Valco, like they own all that land.
Addy takes so long, he buries a lead.
And they are building a huge, like 13,000 person building. And the thing looks like the Pentagon if you rounded it off. So it's like a huge, like flying saucer building, like multiple stories.
But wait, I'm not quite clear. Where is it in relation to Stevens Creek Boulevard or...
So you know where Valco is, right, on Stevens Creek? Go straight north of there, and you got it. And you're mocking me, and fuck you.
I was like,
I don't know why he's laughing.
Andy does not catch sarcasm when it's thrown at him.
Nope.
No, I thought Noah was gonna get on board with that too, and Noah's just like, fuck. Why does Tim want to know specifically where it is?
Oh, because you took all that time explaining where it was.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm aboard.
And then you even mocked him for it. And I'm like, I know. I'll add one more pizza, and then Noah's like, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with Tim.
Andy, I'm really confused. Can you send me a Google map? Like, with a satellite?
Yeah, hang
on.
Can
you see me the street view?
Yep. Yeah, give me a sec.
He's going to send us a picture of his wang or something.
Yep. I'm gonna resend you the picture from the Veiny Middle Meat episode.
Whatever you're sending now, I'm not going to click on it.
Wait a minute. I thought you said you deleted that.
It's a picture of my penis. Of course I kept it. It has sentimental value.
It does exist. See?
I just deleted it off the server. Who knows when I'm going to need to resend it to you, and I don't want to, like, whip my dick out and write on it again.
Yeah, you do.
Well, yeah, I do, but...
You should get your dick tattooed so you don't have to write on it each time.
Oh, yeah, I just get Hi, Tim tattooed right on my penis. That's a great idea, Noah.
It is. That's why
especially
I thought
since
of it.
I wrote it facing me, then everybody else would see, what's ich, Tim? No, ich, wit. I don't know. I don't know words. I don't know upside-down words. That's the main problem. It's all that fat starting to weigh down my brain.
Yeah, blame it on the fat.
Yep, I do. Blame it on the fat that was jiggly, jiggly.
We are three sexy fellas.
Indeed we are.
Come on, ladies. Line starts over here.
I have no line. I have a wife, and occasionally she deigns to throw me down a piece.
I was walking with the baby.
Walk it!
To go to get the mail. Like, I was just holding him. Because, like, I find when I'm holding him, when I walk around, if I hold him and walk around, he cries less. Mm-hmm. Or, if he is crying, that calms him down, and then, you know, then I can set him down or whatever. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to go get the mail, and then, you know, maybe this will calm him down. Like, literally, I passed his house, and there was, like, a party going on. Like, two women ran out of the house to go look at the baby. I was like, if I was single, this baby could totally get me laid.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was single, I wouldn't have this baby. It's a catch 20 goo-goo.
Not necessarily. There are single dads out there.
Way to kill it, Noah.
Killing it every day. It is dead. Were they attractive ladies? I mean, of course,
no.
Not more attractive than your wife, but...
Nah, they weren't even in the running, so...
Oh, wow. oftentimes at work, I mean, it hasn't happened lately because no one's popped out a kid, but like if I'm in my office and all of a sudden I hear a lot popped of high pitched women voices, like, I'm like, oh, fuck, there's a baby down there. They never congregate like they do when there is a baby around. Women love babies.
Baby.
Yes, they
Ladies
do.
Ladies love babies.
So, yeah.
All right.
There you go, Tim. If you're ever single, hold on to that baby. Or just borrow a baby. Hear that, fellas? Borrow a baby.
Just walk around with a baby.
It'll help you. Won't hurt you. Make sure it's a cute baby, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I know most babies are cute, but not all of them.
So true. Not all of them.
Maybe they are.
We're getting around to that time. Should we do our Monday Night Tan Fight?
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for Monday Night Tan Fight!
Oh, are you ready with your Monday Night Tan Fights?
I just thought of it today. It might be interesting. Might not.
All right. Probably not, but let's go for it anyways.
So, today I have John Doe from Seven versus Ooh. Hannibal Lecter.
Oh.
Navy
oh.
SEALs.
Ooh.
So, is it just like they stumble into each other and start a fight, or Hannibal Lecter has somehow run afoul of John Doe's plan, and so now John Doe has to.
I will say what you just said. Hannibal Lecter has run afoul of John Doe. He's fitting into his master plan. And so John Doe is trying to kill Hannibal Lecter.
And Hannibal Lecter is probably not too excited about that.
No, a little bit. He's a little upset.
I wonder what sin Hannibal Lecter would be.
That's what I was trying to think of.
Gluttony?
Gluttony?
Because he's eating people?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But does he eat more than he should? I mean, does he eat like just the right amount? Yeah.
Does he save it for later? Does he wrap it up a little bag? Leftovers?
Can I have a person bag, please? Well, neither one of them is... Well, I don't know. Is Hannibal Lecter... I mean, I guess he took down the security guard and then skinned his face and wore it out of there.
Yep, that's true.
He is quite cunning.
Yep.
But then again, John Doe bested Brad Pitt in a fist fight.
Yep, beat
Did
him
he?
Down.
Yeah, the only
well,
reason...
He, I thought he had to jump on him.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was a sucker-punching, wrench-hitting bitch.
Ah, okay. I couldn't remember. All I remember was that Brad Pitt was down and John Doe had the gun to his face and then uh-huh. just ran off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know who would win this one. I feel like John Doe is a very meticulous planner, where I feel like Hannibal Lecter, he plans, but I think he kind of goes by the skin of his teeth as well.
Mm,
although, obviously, John Doe can as well. What is that?
I was going to say, not if you've read the books.
Oh, I have not read the books. So is he a meticulous planner as well?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll set up some pretty long manipulations of people. But then again, I mean, like, there were a couple of times where, like, somebody tried to grab him in the street and he... Like, just killed the guy right there in the street. So he's apparently handy with a knife.
Oh, I imagine he would be. I imagine he would
And
be.
People have found him. Man.
I would say this is set in New York.
This is going to be brutal, and this is going to be gruesome.
That's what I said on my honeymoon. Yeah!
All right, honey. Strap yourself down.
What?
What?
No!
Yes!
Maybe.
Perhaps.
No, I say.
Uncertain. I'm just thinking about it. I mean, John Doe's obviously going to try to make some sort of point. But Hannibal Lecter is going to try to make some sort of, like, gruesome display out of him.
And then eat him.
Yeah, probably. Or make him eat part of himself.
But who do you think would get the upper hand, though? And even if one didn't, like, who would win if it got down to just fisticuffs?
Well, it seems like Hannibal Lecter is a more imposing figure physically.
Yeah,
this is true.
John Doe's kind of wiry.
Yeah, and as I said, handy with a knife. And like, very, very accurate. Like, he killed a guy by hitting him one hit in the femoral artery.
Which one?
It was a pickpocket who was
no,
there
no,
to
no,
get
no.
his...
No, 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 no. Which person are you talking about?
Oh, Hannibal Lecter did that to a guy.
Ah.
Seven was not based on a book, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It was based on my balls.
Your balls go wrong. Around killing people?
Yep.
Yes, it's very scary.
Do you have any control of them, or are you just kind of along for the ride?
Just along for the ride, baby.
I don't think you were expecting that.
No, I wasn't.
I think Hannibal could probably overpower John Doe, but he's kind of quick runner.
Yep.
He's been doing his aerobics. He's got good cardiovascular health.
That's important.
It is important.
And he knows how to hide.
Who's that, John Doe?
John Doe does. You know what? I'm going to go with John Doe over Hannibal Lecter. I mean, Hannibal was living out in the open until, what's his name? The guy who played Grissom in Manhunter, whatever his character was.
No idea what you're talking about.
And I think, you know, John Doe would take his time. Like, he wouldn't rush it. He would wait for the right time.
Hannibal got caught. John Doe didn't get caught until he walked into the police station and raised his hands.
He did almost get caught, though.
That is true. But he still got away. And
yeah.
And Hannibal he did kind of disembowel the guy who figured out it was him, but he still got caught. Although I guess he escaped. Yeah, they're both vicious, they're both dangerous, they're both vile. I'm going to go with John Doe, though. I think he's just a little sneakier and he's a little more cunning long-term than Hannibal Lecter is. I don't know if he's necessarily as smart overall, but I think he's a better planner.
Yeah, I'm going to go with John Doe as well. Just thinking about all the stuff he did in the movie and how he had meticulously planned it out.
Yeah, because it wasn't like he got one guy, you know, spent all this time, whatever. He had a whole, like, string of plans, and they were meant to be discovered in a certain order. Yeah, I think what he pulled off overall showed much more intricate planning than anything.
Now, would you say from the books, is Hannibal Lecter impulsive?
He seemed to show pretty good impulse control in the books, although there were some times where, he had good impulse control, but he was still a complete psychopath. Like, he completely lacked any concept of, like, humanity and morality. It's like he didn't give a shit about anybody else's life. Anybody who was a threat to him was fair game. You know, it wasn't like, Dracula or whatever with, like, some versions of Dracula, where he's, you know, kind of supposed to be principled and, you know, give people a fighting chance or whatever.
Tim, you got anything to add?
I'm going to go with Hannibal Lecter, just to be different.
No other reason than that?
Well, because I think he's going to be a hard person for John Doe to categorize and predict what he's going to do, because he doesn't think normally.
Now, that's one thing we didn't think about. Like, in the movie, Hannibal Lecter is finding them, helping them find... Although he personally knew that serial killer, right?
Andy?
Wait, what? Sorry?
In the Silence of the Lambs movie?
Yeah.
Did he know Buffalo Bill, or was he just basing it on what he knew about Buffalo Bill?
No, I think that he had... I think he'd met him, because he'd been a psychologist.
Okay. Do you think he could find John Doe based on, you know, things he... Well, I mean, what would he find out, though?
Well, in the book Hannibal, he managed to kidnap two FBI agents. So that was... takes a little bit of planning. They're obviously pretty well trained. Although one of them was Clarice Starling, and Hannibal had kind of changed her character to be incredibly weak. It was a shitty, shitty novel. I really don't recommend it to anybody. But I can't... I'm trying to think if there was any, like, indications of, like, really, really long-term planning. I would say his escape from custody is probably the best indication of his long-term planning and, like, his lateral thinking.
Wow, when he's in that cage and...
Yeah, and as I recall, it was fairly similar in the books, like, how he pulled it off.
That was a good scene.
Like, got a bit of metal out of a pen and used it to pick his lock, and then attacked a guy by, like, biting his face, and...
He's fucking vicious!
Yep.
Well, apparently some blog did this grudge match, and Hannibal Lecter won in the votes by 83 to 17.
What's in the box?
Wow.
Oh, 10 votes to 2 votes. So, not the most popular blog.
That's a Tancast vote.
Oh, so you were talking about percentages.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant 83 to whatever people.
No. Yeah, it's percent.
No. It's 5 out of 6, and almost literally that. 10 for 12.
All right, then. Now, yeah, does 7 have a theme song?
I don't recall.
Because, you know, John Doe won.
Yep.
So we have to put John Doe's theme song here.
John Doe, John Doe, John Doe, John Doe.
Hambone.
What the fuck?
Sorry, it's a Futurama reference.
Stop it!
All right, so this brings us to the next question. Could Superman rape John Doe?
Unquestionably.
If you could find him.
That's the thing. I don't think Superman could find John Doe unless he wanted to be found.
Superman already stranded John Doe on an island in Superman Returns. He could fly back and rape him.
It's a Kevin Spacey joke.
Boom! Shakalakalaka! Although up until this point, we've avoided mentioning that John Doe was Kevin Spacey.
Yes, well, Sevens came out in, what, 93?
I thought it was 97.
Nerded.
You're an idiot, Tim.
Yes!
Well, it was right in between us, 95. Look at that. The wisdom of the crowd. Take a bunch of idiots.
I remember seeing that at Joe's house. Not Joe from the UK, Joe, me and Andy's old roommate. And,
Was that like Kevin Spacey's breakout role?
No.
No?
Usual Suspects.
Usual Suspects was before that?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Like, I saw it after 7, but I'm pretty sure Usual Suspects was the big one. Oh, also 95. But slightly earlier.
I'm going to say The Ref was Kevin Spacey's breakout role.
Have I watched that with you? But I think I fell asleep.
The Ref?
Yes.
What the fuck?
I remember you loved it.
That's fucking funny.
He was in Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yes, that was a good movie.
He was also in Working Girl.
I haven't seen that one.
It was a good movie, but man, I mean, just a weird title.
Glengarry Glen Ross?
Yeah, just naming it after like two random pieces of real estate that happened to get mentioned in the film.
Lots of people in that movie, actually.
Yeah.
Jack Lemmon, Al Pacino, Alec Baldwin, classic role. Oh, so good.
Yep.
I don't know the people like look back at it, but it was a good role. It was a small scene, but he killed it.
He had a good run in the mid-90s, Kevin Spacey.
And where is he now?
Rich as fuck.
He just did a movie, and he was on Broadway for a while.
Sucking on some cock.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
There are rumors that Kevin Spacey is gay. I don't particularly care.
This says he did the voice in the Tough to Be a Bug short. I don't know that is true.
Are you doubting them?
Yes.
Tim does doubt?
Because, wait, and how would he have voiced it before Bug's Life came out? This is fucking ridiculous.
Rubbish and pockycock!
Because I know they didn't get Dave Foley back for Tough to Be a Bug. They got this guy who looks like a typical like 60s burnout stoner child does the voice that Dave Foley did in A Bug's Life. And like you look at him, you're like, who the fuck is this guy? And then he does this, like, hey, blah, blah, and it's I'm like, oh wow, that is not the voice I expected to come out of that head.
Hey guys!
I don't know what the voice is like.
What the fuck?
Hey guys.
You nailed it, Noah. You nailed it.
So nice.
Woo.
High five.
You're like a Borat record on like that's like a that's on high speed. Whatever. I can't think of it. 45 on a 36 or what? I don't know what the numbers are. Whatever. People don't even know what records are who are listening to this. Bunch of young whippersnappers. Get off Andy's lawn!
I was going to say, people still know what records are because you got to scratch them.
You can do that with CDs now.
Some of my favorite records were the record stories where you turn the thing as it beeps. Beep. Turn the page. Beep.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch indeed.
They'll never know the excitement of cutting a back of a cereal box off and then putting that on your record player and it works.
I never did that.
I remember that.
It was a real Ghostbusters album read by Egon that was in, I think, Ghostbusters Serial or something like that.
Did you love it?
No.
Love is a strong word?
Very.
Did you listen to it once and like, fuck this shit?
I was like, this was way too much work for way too little reward.
Just like sex.
You're doing it wrong.
Really? You're not supposed to get punched in the balls at the end?
Well, that happened to me.
Oh, I remember that. You didn't even get sex out of that.
Nope. First girlfriend to ever give me a quote-unquote hand job.
She fucking punched you in the balls like a little bitch.
Sock in the balls, sock in the stomach. Sock in the balls, sock in the stomach. All right, I think I just finished.
Oh, did you come? No, I'm just fucking done.
Yep.
Nope, I'm just finished.
No, and I don't think I ever will again. Thank you.
Whew.
High school. Was life ever more awkward or horrible?
It didn't seem awkward at the time.
No.
But now I see teenagers, I'm like, fuck, these guys are awkward.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I was one of them. I thought it was all right, but I was just as fucking awkward as they are.
You look back, like, holy shit. You look at old pictures of yourself. What the fuck was I wearing? The fuck's with my hair?
I don't know what you're talking about. Every time I look at old pictures of myself, I'm like, God damn. this
surprise.
One. Sexy
motherfucker. I was in Poontang every day.
I can't believe I had a time to stop fucking long enough to take a picture.
Tim, picture? Nah, I'm busy fucking.
Oh, hey, I'll be there in a second.
Oh, yeah.
Throw me a Gatorade. I need some electrolytes up in this bitch. Because I'm literally up in this bitch.
Tim, that looks like a stuffed animal.
Shh. Now she does.
Now she's stuffed full of my cock.
Oh, dear.
Hey, Tim, she looks like a pillow.
What?
She looks like a pillow.
I know, I heard him.
White and full of feathers? I don't get it.
No. I was making a hump-a-pillow joke.
But she was already a stuffed animal.
Yes. Now she's a pillow.
And I'm the one that humped the pillow, not Tim.
I know.
Get your joke straight.
Get your mom straight. I don't know what that means, but do
Addie,
it.
Before you take a joke, before you tell a joke, write it down, read it a couple times, see if it'll be funny.
Nope. I don't got time for that. I got too many jokes coming out of my head. I'm just going to throw them all out, and a couple of them will be funny. Probably. Occasionally.
Probably not.
No, probably not.
All right, here's what you do, Annie. When I write a joke, grab a piece of paper, crumple a piece of paper, throw it away, because it's not funny.
All right, now, here's what you do. Shut the fuck up, because nobody gives a shit what you're going to say. All right, and go.
You guys give a shit what I'm going to say, don't you? That's right. You can't talk to me right now, but later on, you'll listen to this, and you'll be like, oh, well, I fucking give a shit. Maybe you are shitting why I say this.
So are you talking to the listeners?
Yeah,
probably.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he's talking to his testicles.
Testicles, are you taking a shit?
Tim's testicles are going out killing people.
Indeed.
That's right. Don't fuck with my testicles.
Oh, wow. Because of the whole thing with the tan fight, I looked up the porn star John Doe, J-O-N-D-O-U-G-H. He killed himself 5 years ago.
I didn't even know there was a porn star John Doe.
Oh, yeah. He's famous.
Famous though, and he knows who he is. Although, yeah, you know, if you're in porn, probably things didn't turn out quite how you planned them to.
You've been in porn.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Well, I don't know if I was in porn.
You were in porn.
You were porn adjacent.
You were all up in that porn.
Well, I don't know if you can see me. Let's see. Oh, public disgrace.
Oh, you checking on it?
Yeah, I don't know how long it takes to get posted. Like, I saw something new got posted, but it wasn't the one I was in.
They got to edit it and make sure, you know, they got to go back for looping and then, you know, hand over to Industrial Light and Magic to do the special effects. It's a process.
Comes in a large crowd. I don't think this is it.
Plus, they got to do test screenings. They might have to rework the ending. Nope. Audiences don't like when you come on her tits.
No touching her butthole.
The test audiences want you to finish on her face.
All right.
Reshoots. We need money for reshoots.
No, this is not it. There is no fisting in the one I was at.
You did leave early.
This is true, but that wasn't even the same girl.
All right. Again, you did leave early.
There was only one girl.
Stunt asshole.
How'd you like that on your resume? Stunt butt. Yeah, it doesn't have the nice ring to it that stunt cock does.
I like stunt butt. That's got a nice ring to it.
Stunt butt.
The words are nice, but then you think about it.
It'd be nice. It'd be hilarious if it was a stunt butt, and then, like, you know, it's a nice womanly butt at first, and then this big hairy ass comes in.
For the close-ups.
Yes, right.
Oh, horrible.
It is. Wow. Well, should we wrap this motherfucker up?
I think so. I think we've done this to death.
Woo.
For the record, and I know nobody cares, but I hate Windows XP more than I hate tweens.
I'm okay with Windows XP.
I thought you were on a Mac.
I'm on a Mac at home. I'm on XP at work.
All right. What does that have to do with the price of tea in China?
That every single day I die a little more inside.
Why the fuck aren't you dead yet?
It's called working for a living. Everybody dies a little more inside every day.
That's true.
Okay, bye everybody.
All right. We love you.
I hope you enjoyed our stunt butt.
Oh, we want Andy to be the stunt butt. Oh, that'd be horrible.
Oh,
yes.
Hey, I do trim back there now.
Hey people, if you ever want to feel disgusting, get really sweaty and then take a shit. For some reason, it just feels gross being wet and taking a shit.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
No one ever comparing, and that sounded really gross, I say get straight out of the pool, go in without time to dry your ass, and go take a big wet dump. I think being wet, just like completely sopping wet all over, is going to be worse than being like a little clammy.
I say jump in the pool and take a shit.
That's as disgusting as it gets.
Swim
but
to the bottom.
Don't take a shit in my pool.
Yeah, swim to the bottom, lay it out, and then swim away and wait for it to float up.
Tim lives on 555 Front Street, Santa Clara, California. Go take a shit in his pool.
555 Front Street.
I thought of a fake address. I didn't give out your real address. I lied to you people. That's not a real
Tim
address.
Tim lives at 867-5309 Jenny Avenue.
All right, bye-bye, everybody.
Toodles.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it. TanCast.
Uh-oh, something's going off.
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it?
That is the alarm system that beeps when a door or window is open.
That does that at our house, too.
Someone's sneaking in!
No.
Why is my
die
mic...
Die hard at Noah's house.
Why is my mic so sensitive?
I don't know. Maybe your mic had a tough childhood.
Do we turn that down?
Probably.